T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That Thursday night will be a fun night. It's going to be a really interesting day.
What you going to do? Get some popcorn?
Oh, and yeah.
Open a bottle of wine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. that's pretty bad. But hey, if that's what makes you happy, because it's clear that weather does not make you happy.
Well, I'm kind of hoping, not when it's hot summer. I don't like the ever hot
summer. Oh, yeah, because you gotta be outside working.
Yeah.
I'm going to be inside soaking up some serious AC. Like serious AC.
Now, I don't sweat all the time like Underboss, but man, I do. I get to sweating and I can't shut it off. Well, Underboss does. Dude always sweats. He's nonstop.
He just threw Underboss under the. Underboss is not here to defend himself. And in his defense, he tends to walk everywhere he goes because he's from the East Coast. Well, he's from up north. And he tends to walk more than anything. So that's why Underboss is always sweating. He likes to listen to his Walkman and walk where he goes. He reminds you of Tyrese. Remember when Tyrese used to do the Coca-Cola commercial?
Big old goofy smile.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, walking down the street, smiling, listening to his headphones, and just walking to work.
Yeah, as to the NFL draft, I haven't heard anything around here, but I know that since we had to kind of wait for the Hawks to schedule to come out, and then we find out that the Hawks do not have a game on that Thursday night of round one. So I think there's some hope around here that, you know, we might have a little, you know, shindig or something, or a get-together, or a get-down, as Daryl likes to say, for the NFL draft on that Thursday drinking night and have some fun. All of us kind of, you know, hanging around at a bar watching at least the beginning of the draft. How late we could stay for the morning show people, I don't know. Because it does. That's the one thing, it gets to be a late, late night.
Well, you say you're excited about it, so you should be up all night and charged in the morning. After
make
the
it
draft.
Happen, John.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's the draft. I'm so excited.
The referees are getting all worked up, and rightfully so, because there's been a move here to clarify the celebration policy in the NFL. And the owners kind of tabled the actual clarification at their last meetings, saying that they want to talk more about it. But they want to relax the penalties. As one official said, he said, nothing is worse than someone going 80 yards for a touchdown, and then when we're trying to figure out, does it warrant a flag for what he does in the end zone? And I really feel for the referees because it is a difficult thing. Now, I've always thought that there's a simple solution to this, you know, for excessive celebration in the end zone. One is it mocking somebody? I mean, are you actually, you know, pointing your finger in their face and mocking somebody? I think that's covered under, you know, like the personal foul, you know, that exists. And the other is, does it just go on a little too long, which I think is a 5-yard penalty for delay of game.
Yeah, those are the ones that tend to get fined, I think. I think if you score a touchdown, you go 80 yards, especially if you're a big fella and you score, you should be allowed to celebrate. But when
he's going to be too tired to celebrate.
Well, yeah, that too. But if he does celebrate, give him a couple seconds, man. I think that they get upset and people get in trouble when they have these choreographed things that they do.
Like doing the whole Thriller dance.
Oh yeah, or having teammates join in with them.
Yeah.
Now, Antonio Brown last year was twerking. He got in trouble for twerking. That was a little excessive.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was a little weird.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, but twerking, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be twerking.
Yeah. That was a bit excessive.
Own, yeah, you're right. True. You're right, Wendy, to each their own, but it's not manly. You know, I'm all about that man code, and to be out there twerking. And kind of like dropping that thing like it's hot, it was kind of bad. That's not a manly look. That's not a manly stance. And he was out there dropping it like it was hot. And I'm like, okay, you get for creativity, you get a 10. But for man cardedness, you get a 5 because you got demoted, son. You don't out there twerking. But that's just like me standing on the corner of Peachtree and just break it down and start twerking. That ain't a good look. That's just not a good look.
I dare you.
No, it's not going to happen.
I double dare you.
How much money are we talking about?
Did you ever have a coach that would shut you down? Because my high school coach told us we were not allowed, when I was playing high school football, we were not allowed, of course, I didn't score any touchdowns anyway, but we were not allowed to celebrate. Our guys, when they scored a touchdown, had to turn and hand the ball to the referee.
And walk.
And you could only tap somebody on the helmet. You know, and I'm sure that he would have been one of these guys. You know, the jump bump? I think he would have banned that. If I were a coach, though, I would ban the jump bump, too. I mean, I see what, you know, when they come running over the sidelines and people are jump bumping. But I've seen too many guys get hurt doing that.
Wait a minute. Did you just compare? Did I miss that? Did he compare high school to the NFL?
Well, he was
But what I'm saying is I don't remember in high school ever doing anything excessive except being happy to score and looking at the cheerleaders.
Yeah, but look at today's day and time.
Kids do that now?
Oh yeah,
kids emulate.
See, I haven't been to a high school football game in forever.
No, our guys wanted to roll the dice because it was starting to get popular in the NFL. Like rolling the dice was one thing that came out, and because right after Gastineau started the sack dance, there were other celebrations that were happening, and it was like the dice roll, and I forget. Well, the Icky Shuffle came out, right?
Yeah,
and some other things that happened, you know, so celebrations started. Everybody's starting to, hey, let's work on our celebration, and our coach just banned it. Nope. You hand the ball to the official, pat him on the helmet. Otherwise, you're out of the game. So that's what our guys would do. Hand the official the ball, you could pat the guy on the helmet, and that was it. But, you
know. Attaboy.
Attaboy. Well done. Hey, thumbs up.
I just ran 80 yards. Here, ref, thank you very much
for
allowing me to play this wondrous game.
Act like you've been here before.
Yes, act like you know.
As opposed to Georgia, which the one thing that Mark Richt really did that I loved was that everybody into the end zone against Florida when he sent the whole team down. Come on, that was pretty clever. That was worth 15 yards. That was pretty clever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.